Good morning. Areas of fog and drizzle are common this morning across interior New York and New England. And while temperatures are not nearly as cold as recent mornings, it is still below freezing in most places. So there could be some slick spots, especially where we had a coating of snow on Sunday afternoon. And some of that snow melted off and now is refreezing on untreated surfaces. Visibilities will be down for a while, but the fog will tend to dissipate gradually through the day. And with mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures should be above freezing and mainly in the middle and upper 30s. Another weak disturbance will head in our direction tonight. Moisture is limited with this system, but we do run the risk of a few passing snow showers with little or no accumulation as lows drop back into the middle and upper 20s. Still the risk of a few snow showers around on Tuesday, perhaps a few sprinkles or rain showers mixed in spots as highs reach back into the middle and upper 30s. The system will pass through on Tuesday night and skies will begin to clear out. With high pressure in control, it'll be mostly sunny and pleasant on Wednesday, and high temperatures will bounce back into the middle 30s. A bigger storm will evolve out of the middle of the country and roar through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada on Christmas Eve for Thursday. Rain will be likely, especially in the afternoon, with strong gusty winds developing out ahead of this system. A wave of low pressure will develop on the tail end of this system in the Tennessee Valley and also move through the region with a continuation of the rain and mild temperatures on Thursday night to go along with gusty winds into Christmas morning. Rain is likely the first part of the day on Christmas before we start a drying trend. A cold front will punch through the region and temperatures will nosedive from the 40s back through the 30s and 20s with scattered late-day snow showers. This will leave us dry and cold for next weekend on Saturday and Sunday with partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will stay in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the wet weather pattern for the Northwest will continue today as a strong cold front sweeps through the region. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the Pacific Northwest through the day, and the heavy rain associated with the system may produce scattered flooding, and urban areas, roads, and small streams will be the most vulnerable. Landslides and debris flows are also possible. Snow will also develop in the higher elevations of the Northwest. The Washington Cascades will see an additional 1 to 2 feet of snow. At the same time, the Northern Rockies, Sawtooth Mountains in the Bitterroots, and also the Wind River Mountains in the Tetons can expect 6 to 12 inches of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility with fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 31, 96% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with areas of fog in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 24, that's 3 degrees below normal. 0.2 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday with a half inch of snow, 24.7 inches of snow now for the month, which is 16.7 inches above normal, and 25.9 inches for the season, which is 14.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 62 set in 2018, and the record low 18 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds mixing with some sunshine today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with areas of fog today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a snow shower tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with areas of fog today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with areas of fog today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a snow shower tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a snow shower tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Wednesday. Rain likely on Thursday afternoon, becoming windy with highs in the mid-50s. More rain on Thursday night and Christmas morning. Temperatures starting in the lower 50s, then dropping quickly through the 40s and 30s and into the 20s with scattered snow showers. Dry and partly sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.